And we're back, folks. Welcome to the second half of Adrian Anthony's musical adventures with the Adam Brown.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Awesome. So good that you hung out with us this week. Thank you very much.
I'm loving it, guys. I'm loving it. You guys are amazing.
All right. So coming up next, the law was love.
Yeah, it was. I don't know what happened. So this is the only song on the record that I wrote. I wrote the music when I was about 12 years old.
Wow.
Like, I had learned how to play like two chords. And, you know, it came to me when I was walking home from the bus. And I'd been trying, I can't tell you how many records I've been trying to kind of fit this guy into. But finally, it made it onto a record. So I can't be more happy. Like, I finally, my song I wrote when I was 12 years old is on a record. So I'm very pleased.
You know, you might have set some kind of record for the longest duration for a song release on that one.
Yeah. probably.
Cool. Yeah. Let's check it out, man.
Let's check it out. Folks, I really, really enjoy that song, I have to say.
The Law is Love.
Yeah.
With the Adam Brown.
Yeah.
Means a lot to me. Thanks a lot, Adrian. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. You know, like I said, I'm not, you know, the world's biggest indie rock fan, but that didn't necessarily sound like indie rock. That sounded like just like cool stuff, right? Hey, like the Beach Boys or something. Like, yeah, that's good.
When you get out to play again, if it's in Montreal, Adrian and I are taking a road trip for sure.
Yeah.
Nice. I'll drag you guys out there. Yeah, it's got a little bit of a Manchester feeling to it. You know, that's like this kind of music that was happening out of Manchester.
Yeah.
Like Madchester, they called it. So like Stone Roses, Charlton's UK, like that kind of stuff. It's got a bit of that flavor on it.
So you were telling us something cool there while we were listening to the song, how you recorded this record.
Yeah, I recorded a lot of it with my oldest friend, my buddy Steph, who played drums on it. And you know how a lot of records these days have like click tracks, and you know, so like you kind of set your the metronome and it goes beep beep beep, and you play to that. We didn't do any of that. We just you know, we're old friends. We've been playing together for years, and we just kind of started playing. And if it speeds up towards the chorus, and the chorus is really really fast and big, and then it slows down later, whatever. We were on the same page. You know, we've known each other that long.
That is so cool.
Yeah, no, that's really important. Do you think you'll be performing together as well?
Yeah, but he actually plays guitar in the live band along with me.
Oh, okay.
My other buddy Colin plays drums. So yeah, we do perform together. It's a little different. It's a lot heavier, I'd say, in a nice way.
Like for the- cool. Well, coming up next is The Post. Anything you want to tell us about that song?
Sure. It's about a soccer player who just can't score. He's a forward. It's his job to score. All he wants to do is score, but he can't score. So he just really wants to go home and play FIFA. That's all he wants to do.
Sounds like Adrian when we go bar hopping.
Yeah.
I don't know about that one, but yeah, let's give it a listen. We're back. Very nice.
Yeah.
Great tune.
Thanks. Thank you.
So, you know, how do you figure that you'll be going back on the road when this whole thing's over? Like, what's the plan?
I've been putting my pennies aside. Actually, I should be saying I've been putting my CERB checks aside. I want to get a van. I've been looking towards getting a van so I can, you know, instead of renting, so I can actually go do this thing. I just like you guys, I don't know when it's going to be over. And yeah. I have no clue. Like when I released this record, it was during this pandemic, and I had no idea it was going to go on this long. You know, it turned out to be really, really hard because I can't tour, so I'm not getting press in different towns or anything, you know. But anyway, at least I get to work on my tan, or I have been.
I would, like, this is my best guess, but I would guess that maybe the second half of May.
Yeah, yeah, you think, eh? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That sounds about right. Yeah. I might be working on another record that we'll release next year, and then we can tour them both at the same time, you know, kill two birds with one stone kind of thing. And
awesome. See how that,
no, that's yeah. Very nice. Give people twice the merch to buy it. That's pretty cool.
yeah, and this record will be, this one is, it's getting pressed right now. It's going to be a 12-inch record, and we're getting it done in Quebec City. There's a small little company called Lavina List over there, and they're doing it, so I can't wait. I can't wait.
Wow. Cool. Look forward to that.
Yeah.
So last track for this segment coming up, Firsty. Can you tell us about Firsty?
Oh, it's only called Firsty because it's the first. It was the first song I wrote out of all these ones, out of this songs, you know. So it just, you know, you have these working titles for songs.
Yeah.
And most of the time they don't stick. Like, you know, you and like whatever the bass player call it the working title, but you know, the public call it something else. But this one, it just sounded, every time I tried to name it something else, it didn't work. So I just kept it as Firsty. Yeah, it's the first one.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let's check it out.
We're back, folks. This is the end of the third segment of our show. We'll be right back after the break with more from the Adam Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.